This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do, honestly, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Otherwise, I'm here alone, you know what I'm saying? and that's not very exciting. So as I said earlier, we are going to have Jason Wertzman join us. He is live. A journalist live from the floor of the DNC, and we'll see, you know what, we'll see what he has to say, what we're not seeing, because, you know, a lot of times we're not seeing, look at both sides, I get it, but tonight we're talking about the DNC, so don't send me an email and say, how come you're only reporting on one side? Why? Because like last week, when I wasn't talking about the Dems last week when I was reporting about the RNC, I was reporting about Republicans. So we're doing the same thing now. We're reporting from the DNC. So we're going to talk about Democrats, whether you like it or not. And it'll be Jason reporting from the floor, like I said. So that'll be kind of cool, kind of nice. And he is a journalist, a true journalist, even though he's a conservative, and he'll give both sides of the issue while he's on there. But, you know, when we were talking earlier, and I was telling you about what was going on there at the DNC, how they put up more fences. Bernie's people weren't allowed in. They were, even if they had credentials, they were sending them out. Because they didn't want us to see all the nastiness, right? Anyhow, and then you've got this this Maronsky, Bloomberg, who's coming out for, you know, just so we're clear, as Republicans go, Bloomberg does not hold any weight. Absolutely none. You know, this is a guy, you know, we want less intrusion in our lives as far as Republicans go. This was the guy that wanted to take cigarette signs off of stores, corner stores, I mean, in New York. Forever, this has been a thing forever. Right? The corner, we used to call them spas when I was a kid, the corner spa. Why we called him that, I don't know. Maybe because we hung out and relaxed there, or people hung out and relaxed there as well. But you could buy cigarettes and cigars and tobacco and all kinds of stuff there at those places. Right? This was the guy that was going to, you could only buy, I don't know what it was, 12 ounces of a soda drink at a time. Because, you know, nobody's smart enough to buy five drinks, right? And so he was going to force people to do that. That's why I always say you deserve what you get when you vote. You know, look at the Blamio. Okay, isn't he a peach? So Michael Bloomberg, anyway, even though he's registered Republican, very few things that he does are Republican-esque, if you would. Or is it Esqua? Yeah, so I look at this stuff and go, you know, you guys think it's a big deal. It's not. Right? And now they're doing some polls finding out, guess where Bernie's supporters are going? I mean, look, we on the right, we'd love to say, hey, they're heading over to Trump. Well, that's not necessarily true. But they are the ones that are not staying, because none of them, let me tell you what, the majority of them are saying, no way, no how, not Hillary, We're not going to do it. We can't do it. We won't do it. And partly, you know, their biggest, think about something. It's going to be fairly easy for Trump to move some of these people because their biggest irritant, okay, their biggest irritant is that Trump, I mean, that Hillary is in the pocket of the Wall Street people. You know, big corporations. Well, Trump's not. He can't be. He isn't. Well, he's one of them, frankly. If he wasn't running and giving her money, they could be saying that about him. So you're going to pull. He's going to pull some of those people over. I'd say good. I mean, last I heard it was 18-19%. Because the other ones hadn't either made up their mind or hadn't decided where to go. But now it looks like many of them are looking at the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein. I don't know Jill. I haven't been watching her. Because, you know what? If the Libertarians who have a bigger registration rolls than the Green Party, then their person is a non-issue. Even if the Bernie people get behind her, she's a non-issue. I like the fact that not just Bernie's peoples, but the BLM people were protesting in the streets around the DNC. Right? The BLM, man, there was a large group of BLM people that said they would never vote for Hillary because she's killing blacks. Now, I don't know what the basis of their argument was. I really don't. But think about that, you know, and it's not a good place to be, is it? Especially when you're looking for the black vote. It's not the place to be. So, Jill, again, like I said, I do not know her. I don't know her background. So unlike some of these guys that will go off telling you what they think about her, I can't, nor will I. I don't play like that. Never have. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I think, I don't know, how far along is President Obama's speech? Do we have a clue? Because he tends to bloviate for hours. Yeah, it's very hard to get him to stop doing anything, you know what I'm saying? No, he wasn't. They were still waiting for him at 10 minutes to the hour, which is kind of weird, you know? I don't, anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Let's see. What have I got up here that you guys send me stuff all through the show, and I do appreciate it. This one. This is kind of one that went down. What was it, last week? I just never got around to it. So if Jason isn't on with us at the in the next hour, I'm going to do that one where they rejected the Christian ad over an atheist ad. That ought to be good. That ought to send me right to the roof. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I love Zoot Suit Riot. What are those guys called? I can't remember the name of that band, but I love that kind of music. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate it. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one. And it's, I got to personally, from a personal point of view, I have to say, it just shows me how high of an IQ you have. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate you being with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and nine things you can do up there on the website. I want to bring my guest right now. I always have so much fun when this guy's on with me, and I respect him as a journalist. When I go grab his stories, don't tell him I do that. When I go grab his stories, I know they're true. I don't have to check them against 15 other different posts that are out there. Jason Work from USA Radio News joins me now. Jason, thanks for being with me.
Hey, glad to be back on.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, always. Well, you know what? I'm not on that late anymore. You know, it's kind of lonely when I was on, like, what was it, midnight to 3 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. You know, I tell people all the time that we got a lot of the blue-collar workers. So, you know, the ones that Nancy Pelosi is calling the low-educated voters,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So we had a lot of the blue-collar workers on and the line workers on that would call into the show or write or talk. And, you know, no matter what party they were from, that was really the heart of America. These people had the same problems I had. I mean, I'm sitting behind a chair. They're working a line, and we're dealing with the same things. A lot of fun talking to those people at night. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I know it's me.
So you're having a lot of fun, too. You were at the DNC, and one of the things that you and I were talking about during the break, I want you to elaborate on, is I said, look,
mm-hmm.
we're not seeing what's going on there. They are very, you know, we're getting bits and pieces and clips here and there, obviously, because I've got fans that send them to me or tell me where to go find them and look for them. We are not seeing what's going on outside and the nasties and how mad people are at this party, correct?
No, what you're seeing on the network TV at night is very scripted, very programmed, and very tightly controlled. What people don't understand, the DNC has rented the Wells Fargo Center. They are the tenant. And so, you know, your free speech ends when you enter their complex.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bernie people aren't happy about that. They had their signs taken away. They've been told they'll get arrested if they hold the Bernie signs up inside the arena. I mean, it is just amazing the way they have just shut down the Bernie people. And the Bernie people are having nothing to do with it.
But Jason, when the RNC was doing that, when the RNC was telling, and they're not as militant as the DNC, but when there were certain things that the RNC wouldn't allow to happen, wasn't it that the left-leaning organizations, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, saying, hey, wait a minute, they're squelching their freedom of speech. You know what I'm talking about? When Trump rents those venues and what have you? Amazing how it's a different attitude when it's their place, right?
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, Joe, you know, the emails came out that the DNC was stacking the deck in favor of Hillary.
Right.
And to your listeners, you know, you hear us talking about it on the radio. I encourage you to go read them yourselves. Don't just take our word for it. Read them yourselves. You're going to be shocked. Because there's stuff that, honestly, we haven't even had time to bring up yet that you're going to be shocked when you read what is in those things. And you're seeing that in the convention, Joe. You have to remember, this was all planned by Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
She was the head of the DNC that put this convention together. And yet, she resigned. Yes, she's gone. Yes, she's working with a Clinton candidate. Her fingerprints are still all over this thing.
Oh, sure.
And so it was stacked against them from day one. And they paid lip service to the Bernie supporters. And I think they only did because Bernie's playing along with party leadership. But a lot of those Bernie supporters, they're just not having it. And there are protests happening all over the place. I got in here Sunday night, and Bernie people were protesting then. Monday, I would talk to them. They were in the committee meetings. They were, you know, yelling, demanding to be heard. They were, you know, up and down the hallways, just decked out in Bernie paraphernalia. And then I don't want to get into it. I mean, how much time do we have until the next break?
You've got about 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, then, if you'll be kind enough to let me stay
through
the break.
Oh, yeah. No. I'll give you all three segments on the left. I want to have fun with this.
Okay, because you may not have heard the Bernie Sanders delegates when they walked out of the Wells Fargo Center, which you did see on a couple of the major news outlets only because they couldn't miss a mass exodus of people. What they didn't tell you is they left the Wells Fargo Center. They immediately went outside to the little strip between the media tents and the Wells Fargo Center and basically had Occupy media tents. They came storming in. They screamed in and they had a silent protest inside the media tents and outside on the street. And, you know, I can't do it justice in, like, the 3 minutes we have left, so I'm going to save that for the other side of the break. And no, I'm not just... I really want you guys to understand what is really going on here, because you're not seeing the truth that there is no unity at this convention.
Oh, I saw pickup trucks with the BLM members in there going, don't vote for Hillary. She kills blacks. She's killing blacks. And I'm thinking, wow, that is right there is a big statement.
Well, Joe, I have had, let's put it this way. I've talked to some people that after they give me an answer to their question, I look at them and I say, you do realize I'm a reporter for a national radio network, right? I'm just making sure. And they're like, yeah. I had one woman tell me she is a delegate, a Hillary Clinton delegate, told me the nation of Israel is a terrorist state. The United States needs to stop supporting their terrorism, and that she thinks the Democratic Party is finally going to stop Israeli terrorism. She was, and I made sure. I said, "Do you realize I'm going to put this on national radio?" Yeah.
Wow. Just amazing. You know what? And if somebody, I'll say a Republican. I won't say Trump because then it'll get some people crazy. But if somebody had said this, a delegate to the Republican Party had said this about our was a delegate for our nominee and has said the same thing, the other side would be up in arms. They'd be wanting that person to come out and apologize, you know, the nominee to come out and apologize for what the idiot in the street said. This, you'll hear nothing. You'll hear absolutely nothing about this, I'm sure.
No, I mean, I ran stories on it, and that's what I've been doing here, Joe. You know, I really have not. I heard Tom Harkin give his speech on the floor. And I listened to a little bit of Vice President Biden tonight because so many people stormed into the arena that really weren't supposed to be there. They actually, fire marshals closed the floor down and would not let additional press get in to cover the events. And then they finally said we could get a pass for 30 minutes, but we couldn't go on the floor. We had to go into the first level of seats, and we were basically allowed to go in, take some pictures, and were ushered right back out.
Well, the sad part is that I'm here while the show is going on, right? I'm here while they're doing Joe Biden's speech, for instance, right? So what I have is, now, Nancy Pelosi called them, low-educated voters or something along those lines, which I thought was terrible. And somebody on a panel the other day said, don't we call them blue-collar workers? So my understanding is Joe Biden was supposed to focus on the blue-collar workers, because the blue-collar workers... they're in trouble. I mean, the Democratic Party is in trouble with the blue collar workers, which you have to admit is quite interesting, considering that.
Well, I'll say this, Joe, and the way he gave that speech tonight, the way he came out, I mean, he was swinging a verbal baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. You know, when he came out and gave that speech, had he decided to run?
I hate to do this to you.
He would be the next president.
All right. So hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Here, then, this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The sink's exercise that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can head into the chat room. The smarter people than I in the chat room, seriously. We're also live on Facebook, which is a whole new experience for me. I guess I have to shave now and all that garbage. But we are live on Facebook. It's made a heck of a difference. I want to thank you guys. And I mean this. You know what? You don't hear me say this that often, so you better take it while I'm putting it out there. I really so much appreciate those of you who have followed me around with the technical issues and everything else, but now we're up on Facebook, and a lot of you are hitting that and responding to it, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay, now we got the gooey stuff out of the way. Now let's get into what's actually going on out in the real world. Jason Wirt joins me, as he used to do more frequently, and we'll have him back, I'm sure, from USA Radio News. I always appreciate the stuff that he posted. Jason, before we get into it, tell people where they can find your stories and that kind of thing.
USARadio.com is okay. Where you can find a lot of my stuff.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. All right. So, you and I were talking about it during the break, but I don't think, the last couple of nights I've been saying, I have a lot of respect for the Bernie voters. I know we were making fun of them early on, and we probably could still make fun of some of them. But the fact that they were willing, and I don't think they were all going, well, I'm going to take my ball and bat and go home. I think a lot of them were sold out to principles, and they were willing to fight for principles. And when they saw that they were getting screwed, that's really what threw them over the top. So one of the questions I want to ask you is, we were seeing, and, things can be Photoshopped, but you were there. We were seeing a mostly, at least a half-empty auditorium there when the Bernie people walked out. Did they have that much of an effect? Did that really happen like that?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it looked
empty. And emphatic, yes. I'm not even going to waver on that. They just got up and they all walked out, and they wanted to make it very clear that they were, and the fact that you actually could see that on TV, it shocked me. I thought they would have tried to hide that, but there really is no way to hide a mass exodus of that level.
No. And I didn't even see the full effect of it until I got some clips. People, linked me to some clips online. I'm like, my God, that place is almost empty. And they didn't do it in a nasty way. You could give them credit for that, too. No, they left in a real way.
Happened.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what happened. I was there. I was in the thick of it before I realized it. I was in the press tent. There are three press tents that are set up outside the Wells Fargo Center. They're basically just across the other side of a little street. So, I mean, it's, you know, five, you know, 2 minute walk outside the Wells Fargo Center in there. I was in there working on filing some stories. We were listening to the roll call because I didn't need to be in there for that. And I'm sitting there, I'm typing up my stories, and all of a sudden, I mean, I wasn't watching the TVs that were in there, and all of a sudden I hear somebody screaming, "This is what democracy looks like." And I turn around, and there is this mass of people just flooding into the media tent. And, you know, we're all looking at each other like, what? You know, because we weren't told there was any event going on. And next thing I know, I am surrounded by all these Bernie Sanders people, and I'm being, I mean, to put it away, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I was into heavy metal. It reminded me of mosh pits.
Oh, you know, yeah, so I remember those.
Yeah. And so I'm getting bumped around and everything, and they start chanting, and then all of a sudden they all go quiet, and they throw duct tape and other tape over their mouths and say, "Silenced by the DNC." And then they sat down on the floor and started having this. And, you know, the police said they didn't tell the police what they were doing, but I give the police a lot of credit. They let them protest, even inside the media tent. They just basically formed a ring around them so they couldn't get the most of the equipment. But the thing that really struck me is the DNC narrative that you've heard on some of, oh, they're just a bunch of radicals. They're not really Democrats. They're just out to cause divisions. That's not who I saw, Joe. I mean, they were well-spoken.
Right.
They understood their issues. They did not talk to me in talking points. They talked to me in sentences that show they understood what it was that they talked to. They believed in their cause. And they all said, you know, we love Bernie, but he is just one leader in this movement. And, I mean, they made it very clear this is a movement that it goes beyond Bernie Sanders. And, you know, to be honest with you, right now, I have had better interviews and better discussions with people supporting Bernie Sanders than I have the Hillary Clinton delegates.
Yeah.
I found them to be more intelligent. I found them to be better educated on the issues and less likely to spew the talking points. But let me tell you something, Joe. And you know, I know your listeners out there, you know, you have these opinions that you hear how they're all spoiled kids and everything. Let me tell you something that's going to blow your mind, Joe. When they came in, somebody stole an Apple wireless keyboard that I had that I worked with and a microphone stand to one of my USB microphones. And, you know, I went back there, I was talking to some of my other media folks about it. Well, the people that were leading this Bernie Sanders found out about it. And they found me. And they said, "We're going to replace what somebody took."
Wow.
The Bernie Sanders people came. And
wow.
They said, "Hey,
I'm impressed.
I understand." Yeah, some guy who was an idiot decided to take advantage of the situation. He didn't represent them. You know, it happened. I reported on our shows today that it happened, but I didn't make a big deal out of it. And when they came to me and said, "Look, we're going to make it right."
Jeez.
I mean, Mike, who does that today, Joe?
I know. I was just thinking to myself, you know, and again, it's what the media has painted this image of these people that, you know, I won't include you. I'll just include, have bought into it. Hey, I got a question from somebody, just someone said, "Hey, listen, Craigslist had an ad yesterday, and it was copied and posted on Facebook. They were looking for help in filling these seats at the auditorium at the convention." Have you heard that rumor? Do you know if that's true at all?
I have not heard that rumor, but again, the place was so full, the fire marshals had to shut down access to the arena. So it's possible. To be honest with you, Joe, I've been over there from early morning until, like I said, I left tonight after Biden's speech only because I couldn't get any more access in the arena because of how they had to rotate.
Really?
Some media. Yeah. The fire marshals said it was unsafe to have any more people inside the bowl. And you know what?
How about outside the bowl?
I'm talking about what
was going on out there. Yeah.
Pennsylvania State Police, the Philadelphia Police, the Secret Service, the fire marshals, they have been some of the best, most professional people that I have dealt with. All of them have been pleasant to work with. The Secret Service guys, when we're coming through and they're checking our stuff, they're friendly, they're laughing. I mean, you know, the horror story, the horror stories that you heard on stage
right.
about police in America, that is not what you see from the Philadelphia
no.
police, Pennsylvania State Police, the cops that were there. And, you know, there were certain far left sites attacking the police in stories. I saw the stories. And they're like, oh, they're covering up their badge numbers with tape. And no, they've got a black strip of tape across their badges to honor the guys in Dallas.
That's right.
But they're not covering their badge numbers. And I'm going to tell you something. What you hear, the rhetoric in the DNC arena about police
right.
is absolutely 180 degrees the opposite of what you're seeing from the Philadelphia Police Department.
Wow. Yeah, but you know what? And again, they're going to say, well, that's because you guys are white. You don't, you know, that's why you don't have the problem. When I've gotten, when I've had my moments with the police over the years, I'm talking about speeding tickets and other things in life. I roll the windows down. I put my hands on the steering wheel. I don't do anything stupid. I make sure I have the registration of my license on the front seat, and I sit there till they tell me what to do. It brings the apprehension level down, you know, 87% when you do that. But when you're yelling at them through a window, go ahead.
Well, I'll say, Joe, I grew up around here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about Philly cops. They don't care what your skin is, okay? If you're acting like an idiot, they'll treat you like you're acting. I mean, I grew up going to Philadelphia Eagles games, Phillies games, Flyers hockey games. You know, I was there the day they threw batteries at Jimmy Johnson at the Eagles football game. I mean, I've seen the police dealing with some of the idiots that they have to deal with. These cops don't care what your skin color is. You know, if you're there, you're respectful of them, they're respectful of you. Hey, if you're friendly with them and laugh, they'll talk to you. You know, I mean, it is nothing. And, you know, I was in Center City, there have been a lot of protests. And I talked to a few of the officers. The Wells Fargo Center, for those of you who've never been to Philadelphia, there's a section of Philly by the waterfront where the Navy shipyard is, and all of the arenas were built in that area. So really, there's nothing else down there but the Naval Shipyard and the Philadelphia Sports Arena. So for protests, it's really not a good place for them to do it because they're not going to be seen. But they went to the Center City, and they said down there they've had to deal, and the problems have not necessarily been the Bernie supporters, hey, or even the Black Lives Matter protesters.
Hold that thought, because you know how it works. You got to go for a break. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute with Jason Wirt. We're getting reports from the DNC floor. I want to keep saying DCN. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'll get my tongue back, and we're ready to go.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. What is Sultan's the Swing, right? I mean, I think that is, I think that's the 963rd time I've heard that song. And part of that was when I was, when it was number one, I drove from Massachusetts to Florida, to Miami. And I think it was the only song the radio stations I could get were playing all the way down. So I could tell you, I could tell you every nuance of that song. But I still like it. You know how sometimes you hear a song too many times, you just can't stand it anymore? I actually still like that one. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you want to know the stations and times that we're on, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, and the gazillion is a real word. Look it up yourself. But don't get so involved. And I know that the chat room has smarter people than I in there. I can prove it. Just look at their conversation. But hang loose. Listen to the show. Got a lot going on here. I also have one of my favorites on with me tonight. I haven't had on in a while, but I figure since he was on the floor, he was putting up with the combat there at the Democratic National Convention, the DNC. Jason Wirt with USA Radio News, and Jason, thanks for being with me.
Hey man, I'm glad you didn't bust on Sultan's Swing. I was up to get mad at you.
I listened to those guys up and down that freeway on that ride. We thought it'd be cool to drive down there. We were young teenagers, and it was like, no, not really. when I really think back on it. You know, one of the things I want to talk to you about, we didn't hit on it, and I just want to come back around quickly. I feel bad for these, don't laugh at me, because I'm usually not like this. I feel bad for these young Bernie people, and I'll tell you why I feel bad for them. They went out there and gave their heart to a process that he told them was open, honest, and upfront. You know, real democracy at work, if you would. And they went out there and fought the fight. And I think that once they found out that their own party, the people that they trusted in, right, your mommy and daddy were working against you, that had to floor them. Because, you know, the young millennials, you know, a little more emotional than maybe we were as young people, this is really going to taint their view of politics, you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to taint their view. I mean, it already has.
Yeah. Yes, I see mean, that.
it already has. And, you know, there several of them, I mean, they keep bringing up things like, well, you know, here's something you may not have heard. Yeah, they're not making a big deal about it on a lot of the press, but Bernie has actually told several reporters that he's going back to the Senate as an independent. He's not going in as a Democrat. And so a lot of these people are like, hey, Bernie's not even a Democrat anymore, so what's the big deal?
Right. No, no.
And,
yes. No, I know that. And then the other thing I want to hit on, because people made a big deal out of it. I don't want to get caught in misinformation. You were there. Help me clear up the no American flags on day one.
Okay. Here's how I look at it. And keep in mind, those of you you're listening to don't know me. I'm a very patriotic guy. I love America. I love the flag, and I have tremendous respect for, well, you've heard my respect for the men in blue, and I'm also our soldier. So, you know, if I thought they were being disrespectful to America, I would have had big stories on it. Here's what happened. I got here Sunday night, got into Philadelphia. I stayed with my family for a couple of days, and I came into Philadelphia. And I was here Sunday night. They were still setting up the stage at the time. They did have American flags sitting on the stage. I mean, because they had things sitting all around. Now, when Monday night rolled around, for some reason, those American flags weren't lining the side of the stage. However, there are big digital displays all around the Wells Fargo Center, inside the Arena Bowl, outside the Arena Bowl. There were American flags flying on all of them. So it was something when I got home and people were messaging me like, hey, did you notice there weren't any American flags? Honestly, I didn't know, because I saw so many flags on all the displays, my brain never went, oh, there's no American flags here. And so were there physical flags on that stage day one? No. Were there representations of the American flag all throughout that arena? Absolutely. So to me, and I'm somebody that I would have reported and made an issue out of it if I didn't see anything there. But I did not walk out thinking, oh, my God, they didn't have the American flag.
Yeah, I had Marines on one night. We were talking about things like this, and they said, look, the flag represents something, but it doesn't make you more of a patriot if you fly a flag or you don't. I just have a different – my biggest thing with the flag today, frankly, is we've relegated it to being nothing but a piece of cloth. Now, I understand it truly, it's nothing but a piece of cloth, but you and I are both Christians, and the Bible and the Word of God and what's in between those pages or on those pages to us, that's not God who wrote that on that paper, but it's what it represents and what it means to us. So the Bible holds a real meaning to us, right? And yes, your heart gets broken. You don't like when somebody burns it or defaces it or what have you. But I could go buy another one, right? It's not a big deal. I can go buy another one. But it's what it represents. And it's the same thing with the flag. Now, I am so tired of hearing about what an oppressed country we are, how nasty we are, how bad we are. There are people in countries all around the world, when they see that American flag flying, still, even with all the crap going on today, they know, I'm safe. I got a place to go. Those people care. The people in that building where that flag is flying, they'll protect me. They'll help me. So I'm so tired of hearing what a lousy, blah-blah-blah country we are. That flag represents something. So all these yahoos that are out there that are burning the flag, stepping on it, let their dogs crap on it, and the whole nine yards, yes, you have a right to do that. Millions of Americans, millions of patriots have died, shed blood, been stabbed, been shot for you to have the ability to be stupid with the American flag. But if you would just stop for 30 seconds and think about what that flag represents, what it really honestly represents, I don't believe you'd want to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, Joe, I know we're running out of time. Can I throw just something else in really quick that might surprise you?
Please.
Cecile Richards, Planned Parenthood, was speaking there. So a lot of women were there, you know, pro-Planned Parenthood and everything. So I did a little survey, and I spoke to 100 Planned Parenthood ladies.
Right.
And I asked them, you know, the big argument, the big thing that conservatives, Republicans are trying to defund Planned Parenthood is because of the abortion. You say they do so much more than that. If Planned Parenthood was split into two organizations, you know, where one was a completely separate organization and handled nothing but abortion, and the other Planned Parenthood handled the contraception and everything else that you say is so great, would you be open to that? So 9 out of 10 of them said they'd be open to that.
Wow. That's great.
So, but that is, you know, we have all this rhetoric going back and forth, but, you know, okay, wait a minute. They're open to the idea of, you know, all they want is, you know, they want to make sure that abortion's still legal, that women, you know, we're looking, okay. Most of us agree getting poor women, you know, health care that they need is a good thing.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before on the show, and I've talked to other people about it. My Christian friends get mad at me, and I go, look, I don't believe in taking the choice away. This is my personal opinion. Okay, God gives us choices to love, to hate, to kill, to live, to feed, not to feed somebody. You know, forcing people to follow the law has never worked. Just go back to the Ten Commandments, right? So when it comes to this issue of abortion, it's an issue of the heart. It's an issue that people don't really understand how valuable life is. It's an issue that we don't value ourselves. That's my personal opinion. And I think if we could get people to understand truly what they're worth to God, what they're worth as far as life goes, I think this abortion thing would be almost almost a non-issue. But again, it's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. You know. And I'll tell you something, Joe. I was not in Cleveland. I was not at the RNC. You know, I had my choice which one to cover. And I
you traitor. I'm just kidding.
Well, no,
I'm just kidding.
My family's back here. You know, I brought my kids in to spend a week with their grandparents.
Oh, cool.
Now you're working. You know, so I made the choice for my family. And I don't think anybody, you know, somebody has a problem with that, I don't care. My kids come first. And, you know, I have been very pleasantly surprised by some of the things I've seen because I've seen a lot of unreasonable people. I've seen people who can't speak more than talking points. But I have met a lot of people who, while they have convictions and beliefs that go completely opposite to mine, they genuinely want to see people's lives better. And with the polarization that, you know, everybody's screaming at each other, there's a large number of people on the liberal / democratic side of the aisle that are open to conversation and sitting down and trying to find ways that compromise can be reached to get things done.
Well, I agree with you. I think that the Democrats that I deal with, the locals, the majority of them, though I don't agree with probably two-thirds of what they believe, we can still get along and find common ground. For some odd reason, when it hits that, you know, city, state, federal levels, all of a sudden, you forget you're an American, and some Christians forget they're Christians, and they become Democrats or Republicans. They belong to the country of Democrat. They belong to the country of Republican. And I think that's what causes a lot of our trouble. We've only got about 35 seconds left. Tell people where they get more information about Jason Wirt.
Well, if you go to usaradio.com, you can see pictures that I've taken of the convention, and especially the protest inside the tent. I mean, Joe, maybe you could be kind and share that link on Facebook.
I will. Yep. I will. All right. Real quick, really quick question. We're also seeing videos of these kids, some of these kids just crying and bawling in the main room. Give me 10 seconds. Is that the majority of, or is that just a few of them?
I'd say I probably saw a couple of dozen.
Okay. All right. And out of a thousand, that's good. All right, Jason, thanks for being with me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Remember, we're here all week. We don't have any waiters or waitresses to tip, but you can tip me. I'm good with that. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show, therealside.com. We'll catch you later on.